Hello and welcome to episode 359 of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. This is a movie review podcast, so we will be getting into spoilers, just as a warning. I am joined by Simon and I am Doug. I completely messed up the opening, but I am Doug and I'm joined by Simon. It's been a week. What can I tell you? How you doing today, Simon? You
I'm
can hear I'm
here.
already messing up, so.
I'm having a great week, Doug. I've been off since Friday because I have these days I had to take off before the end of June, so I've been off. So I'm on day 5 of 6. I'm
Nice.
off tomorrow to celebrate Canada's birthday. So we're recording on Tuesday night, so people know Wednesday's Canada's birthday. Not that the Americans care because
Now,
they got to
America's
attend.
our birthday is on Friday, so
Yeah, but you got to attend that marvelous fair
or
in
Saturday.
Washington.
Yeah, you with all 250 people who showed up.
Yeah, wow, it looked amazing. Caroline Levitt,
Yeah.
man, what's going on? How raving, how big it was. I don't know what she was looking at because I didn't see anybody there.
It just looked big because of all the vast empty spaces for
I
people who
love
weren't
the
there.
Confederate flag still being represented by your home state of North Carolina.
Not my home state. I'm born and raised in New Jersey, but I have family who live in North
Well,
Carolina
I'm
now,
just
so.
saying, good work, guys. Love to see that flag still out there.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
And my great senator of Maine that didn't even bother sending anything. I kind of liked them. They kind of made me happy.
Yes.
So I have a question. So me and my friend went to my cottage last weekend. No problems. There's no issues there.
Okay.
Now he does have a pair of Jesus hands in the front of his car, kind of like this red video. It's one hand over the other.
Okay.
And every time we go to the car, he has to thank Jesus for safe travels, which is fine. I can accept
Okay.
that. That's his choice. Now, my problem is being an atheist. What do I do here? I'm not driving. I want that stated, and it's
Okay.
not my car. So by the end of the trip, I'm praising Jesus.
I think I would just nod politely and just go along with it. I don't think I would say anything.
I didn't. I really
Okay.
didn't. I just wanted a question. And I do have some other things, surprises, but they'll come later in the show.
Okay.
But I did bring something I want to state it that says creamy root beer. Creamy. Right
Yes,
there in the
creamy
can.
root. I could see that. Creamy root beer.
Zivia, I've never heard of this. I stole this off a guy at a party.
Damn,
I
okay.
was at a party and I'm like, oh, hi, I see. Bell is his name, so if you're listening, he does occasionally. I'm drinking your creamy root beer tonight.
Okay. So is it
So
like a
we're
mixture of
I
cream
have
soda and root
no
beer,
I
or?
think it's just root
Okay.
beer.
Okay.
Zero calories, so here we go.
How creamy
That's
is it?
it's creamy. It has no
Okay.
taste, but it's creamy. I give that 2 out of 10.
Damn, okay.
That's not very good. I would not buy it. So, this is what we got today. If you can say that, that's from Italy. A friend of mine
Piagusto.
brought me these chips, and I think it's a pork roll on the bottom of them. If you're watching the video, you can see it, but Doug will back me up. I think that's a pork roll or maybe a
Like a
ham.
pork tenderloin, yeah.
So, these are directly from Italy.
Okay.
So we're gonna try these out tonight. My buddy's been talking to me. Tried the chips yet? I said I will next time I'm on the show. I got a weird smell, guys.
They come all the way from Italy. Let's see how they taste. Simon's
No
thinking.
taste.
No taste.
No, I'm gonna have to try another one because I can't really taste anything.
You said the soda didn't have any flavor either. Do you have COVID? Are you losing
No, I have
your
mozzarella sticks right here, and they taste
Okay.
fine. They're like a lightly plain chip. I wouldn't buy them again.
Okay.
They got small hints of something, but no real taste.
Okay, so
Three, I got
disappointing.
three, maybe a three.
Okay.
Oh yeah, people just know it's dinner with Simon night because I do have my dinner in front of me because I was a little busy. So I will be eating on the show. So if you don't want to watch the video, just don't pay attention to me occasionally.
That's
And I
fair.
had one last thing to ask, and I've forgotten. It come back to me and then I've forgotten again. Maybe that's it. Oh,
Maybe.
now I remember. Have
Okay.
you ever watched a franchise that just had a movie come out on Friday and it's had multiple volumes of the same actors in it?
Okay.
And you're like, and they go, this is the last one.
I tend to not believe them when they say that.
Well, I'm watching it. This better be the last one. Because
Okay.
it's over. The fat
Is
lady
this
is sung, it's
okay?
over, and the swan is done. Please do not do another one.
Okay. I think
The
I know
jokes
what
aren't
movie you're
funny
talking about.
anymore. It's just kind of like, you guys are old. You can't do what you used to do 20 years ago. That's okay with me.
See,
Like, I'm still having an okay time, but it's just okay. It's not funny.
I haven't seen this movie yet, but I'm 99% sure I know what you're talking about.
Should I tell
And
you
I
what it
still want to
is?
see it. I'm guessing it's Jackass.
It is. I
I
would
mean,
tell you.
I've been a Jackass fan since the TV show, so.
Me too. So I will talk. I did watch the other film that opened on Friday, but we're not talking about that today.
Fair. I haven't seen it yet. Dylan has asked to see it with like we're going down to visit family for the 4th of July, so he wants to go as a big family to go see
How
Supergirl.
many people
So
is that? 10?
there will definitely be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, definitely 5, possibly 6, possibly 2 more. So not sure if it's appropriate for the 10-year-old in the family or not. Okay.
I would say yes. I think you're totally fine.
Okay.
That's from a guy with two kids. I don't know. I would take my 10-year-old without an issue. I don't know how they are in films, though.
See, I'm not sure either. I know my brother and sister-in-law are a little stricter than I was with my kids,
Oh, here
so
we
we'll
go.
have
One
to
of
see.
those. Kids are going to find things out, parents, just so you know, whether you want them to watch it or not. Somebody sees it in the playground, they're all going to see it. Just so you know.
Oh yeah, I mean
We have these things called phones. Everything's going to pop up on them.
I took my 8-year-old to see Mad Max Fury Road when that came out. I think that was his first R-rated movie in the movie theater, so
Well, there you go. That's what, just what I'm saying. So I will your lovely companion be coming?
yes, she will.
Okay. Now, do you? I got one last question. I promise we'll start the show because this duck's been apart when I ask some random crap. 4th of July.
Yes.
Is it bigger than Christmas or no?
No. For
Really?
some people, probably not for me personally. I just like it because I like the barbecuing, I like the grilling, I like hanging out with friends and family. But I don't decorate for it or anything. But we will go out to see the fireworks at night, so. So it's big, but it's not Christmas big.
They'll let you know a secret. I
Okay.
hate fireworks. Hate them.
Okay.
Hate fireworks. Hurt my ears so bad.
That's fair.
Me and my younger daughter have, like, I have a high-end hearing. You could yell for me outside, I'd probably hear you in the basement, is what I'm trying to say. If you yell loud enough, no problem.
Okay.
But fireworks are literally, it feels like you're beside me firing them off.
Okay,
That's how
I
bad they
get
hurt my
that.
ears.
I get that.
I stopped working monster trucks. I worked monster trucks last month and I couldn't do it again. I was in pain for 2 days.
Oh, just so loud? Okay.
So there we go. I'm trying to figure out what to do here, Doug. Maybe you help me out. I have my creamy root beer. But I also, just in case, brought a Diet Pepsi. So if you see me switching, I am going to try to finish this because I don't like wasting things.
Fair.
I guess we can start the show now, people. If you hate the
Okay.
preamble, you're out of luck. Email Doug.
Yeah.
He might answer. I won't.
Maybe. All right. Well, let's get started with the newest film by who I consider maybe the greatest director who's ever worked in the industry. Will this live up to his past? It is Disclosure Day, directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Emily Blunt, Josh O'Connor, Colin Firth, and Colman Domingo. Do you want to go first on this one, or should I?
Well, I know what you're going to say, so I probably should go first, get my points in, and then you could destroy
Okay.
me. It's a Spielberg movie. I get it. Looked great. Felt less filling. Felt like going to McDonald's, bought two burgers, went and still hungry. Just so people know, I did not see a trailer ahead of time, so I had no idea what Disclosure Day meant.
Okay.
So I went in cold. So I'm watching this. I'm like, oh, great. Emily Blunt. Okay. She's tolerable. So I'm enjoying Emily Blunt, trying to get through this. And I'm like, this is about aliens, isn't it? I already know it is. I'm about halfway through, and then we meet Colman Domingo in the stupid house scene. I'm like, okay, I smell shark. I smell shark Fonzie jumping. Happy days. Oh, there he goes. Yeah, I tried, Doug. I tried. I could not buy this premise in any way. I really gave it every effort for a movie I had no idea. And you know what? It wasn't Blunt's performance that bugged me. It's just, I'm like, what's Colman? Why are we doing this scene? How much money do you need this week? Because I know you're better than this. And I'm just sitting there going, this is getting dumber and dumber. And of course, she has to be a news reporter because that would just make sense, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we can go to, I'm like, I just didn't. By the end, I mean, it looks nice. There's no issues I have with it other than I was kind of dull.
Okay.
I just wish there was more to the story other than I figured it out. Maybe I'm
Okay.
supposed to figure it out ahead of time. I don't know. I don't watch trailers, so you would have to tell me what I missed. I enjoyed parts of it. I did love the car chase.
Okay, yes.
Now that's probably my favorite part of the movie. People just watch the car chase and turn it off. I think you'd be okay. I
Yeah.
think you missed the middle. That big middle scene when, oh, forgot one more thing. Love Colin Firth in this.
Okay.
Absolutely love Colin Firth in everything. Still brings it for me. I don't think he had a lot to do other than, hey, there she is. Let's go get her. But I was okay with that. So there you go. I'll give you
All
my
right.
score afterwards, but that's what I thought I just told you.
Okay, I am kind of in the same boat with you. I mean, this, I really loved the beginning of this movie. I thought it started really well. My biggest problem was I really did not like the ending. I thought that the ending felt kind of naive to me. I don't buy that the world would just stop with the release of alien footage, especially if we're on the brink of World War III. I think that's insane. I think there'd be a lot more people questioning the validity of what they're seeing. People would think it's CGI. And that kind of kills me because there are a lot of really good things about this movie that there are Spielberg touches all throughout with his directing. There's the Wonner scene that he does in the newsroom where Emily Blunt starts speaking Korean to the Korean man. Just that whole scene, absolutely brilliant. The car chase at the house where they're driving through the house, I thought that was great. I like the train sequence where the two trains are coming at each other and they're climbing out of the car. I thought that was brilliant, just wonderfully shot. Emily Blunt, an actress who I have said I am done with. I'm over. I'm just tired of her. I thought she gave the best performance in this movie. I thought she was incredible. I liked Wyatt Russell as her boyfriend. The problem was just the story. I just didn't buy the story. I just didn't care for it. It's fantastically shot. Spielberg knows how to use a camera. I just really ended up not liking this story at all. I give it a 2.5 out of 5. I'm like right down the middle on this one. I really liked the beginning. I liked some of the visuals. Speaking of visuals, A big negative for me was the CGI animals. They looked so fake. I don't know how the man who gave us Jurassic Park with the seamless blending of CG and puppetry to make the dinosaurs real gave us animals that looked so fake. Maybe that was his intention. He wanted them to look fake. I don't know. But they looked awful in this movie. Yeah, this is a 2.5 for me.
I liked it a little bit better than you. I'll give it a 3. Like I said, Wyatt Russell is just blah and everything. I wish he did more. And I didn't like him in the event. I just find he's there. He's not his dad.
No,
He
that's fair.
needs to do more for me. Like branch out, try something different, maybe a comedy.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just like Wyatt Russell. Yay. Emily Blunt, yay. Coleman Domingo, yay. Didn't do much. Okay. Hey, there's Colin Firth. I like him. Okay, I'll watch him for a bit. Yay, Colin Firth. And that's really what I felt by the end of the movie.
Okay.
There we go. There's the
That is
fast
fair.
version.
All right. And now our next movie is Backrooms. Directed by Kane Parsons, starring Chiwetel Ejiofor, Renette Reinsve, and Mark Duplass. It's my turn to go first here.
It is.
I will say I thought this movie looked very good. I thought Chiwetel Ejiofor and Renette Reinsve gave very good performances for what they were given. I think this movie thinks it's deeper than it actually is. I think it thinks it's smarter than it actually is. I like the look of it. I'm a fan of the actors involved. I really did not like this movie. I left it thinking, yeah, that this movie thinks it's smarter than it actually is. I really that it wants to say stuff about trauma, but I only got that from reading other reviews and talking with people who have seen the movie. I don't think the movie itself actually posits the trauma very well. I don't think it shows that it is these characters dealing with trauma. I was very confused as to why the big monster in the movie at the beginning was the giant pirate man if Chiwetel Ejiofor didn't enter the room or enter the back rooms until later. Talking with Kate after we saw it. She said, well, that's because the Mark Duplass character saw the commercials. And then when he entered the back rooms, it read his mind. And that's what created the big pirate, monster thing. And I after talking about it, I got it. I don't think it's really shown in the, like that's not spelled out. Not that I need everything spelled out, but I think this movie was a little too vague. I know people love this movie. I only gave it a 1.5 out of 5. I didn't really think it was scary. I just didn't care for this movie. It wasn't for me.
Okay. I pre-watched this knowing you would make me watch it. I want that stated that I'd already seen it. It's got a 2-hour runtime, I think. 212.
What do I say? An hour 50, so 10 minutes under 2 hours.
What's the point of this film? Literally nothing happens. Literally, I thought this was an indie film that needed a 2-hour edit. Like, nothing happens. Literally, a bunch of people sit around and talk to each other constantly. I'm like, this is boring. Absolutely boring. And I'm sitting there going, okay. Chita, Edford, nope, just keep talking. And then the giant guy shows up, starts chasing somebody. I didn't care. I don't think anything's ever explained to me what the F is going on in this movie.
Yeah,
I would like
nothing.
some idea of why this is happening. I'm not looking for everything to be explained. Something would have been nice. Why are they doing this? Some weird scientists at the end. Oh, I'm ruining the end. Too bad, people don't watch it. And nothing happens. What did you see? I'm like, a really boring film is what I saw. I have no interest in going to here. I
Yeah.
don't want to go to this world ever again. This world needs to end right now. Just like fold and disappear into like some matrix.
Okay.
I don't know, Doug. You got to help me here.
I
Why was
mean,
this movie made?
it's doing very well. It's pretty successful financially.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was made because the YouTube videos are popular, and I think it's A24 thought they could cash in on that, and they seemed kind of right. I think they're trying a new aesthetic of horror that instead of jump scares, it's more mood and tone just set by the liminal space, the liminal visuals. And from that aspect, I guess it's successful. I just think it needs a better story to go along with the visuals.
I agree with you. I just felt there should have been more connection between the characters other than just like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, give me something to work with here. Have conversations. Maybe
Okay.
discuss what you're doing in the back rooms as opposed to going, you know why people don't like you? Because you're a dick. Oh, okay, that was really insightful there. You know, it was terrible. You know, let's move on.
Yes.
I can't discuss this anymore.
Okay, fair. We'll go on to another horror movie from 2026. Let's talk about Scream 7, directed
Nice.
by Kevin Williamson, starring Neve Campbell, Courtney Cox, and Isabel May. So you're first on this one, unless you want me to give my
One moment.
thoughts. Okay.
I have to collect my thoughts if I remember the film. I saw it the day it came out.
Okay, I just watched it recently when
I
it started
noticed. Just
streaming.
got it. Okay. I love this franchise. You know what? Even if they're bad, I enjoy it, usually.
Okay.
This one failed me. I finally got to the point, I thought, this is getting really dumb. Another killer doing nothing of interest. And the twist was pretty evident what was going on, because I'm like, this doesn't make sense. You know? And I just thought it was dumb. They're using AI and stuff. I'm like, this is not Scream. This is dumb. We're trying to update a franchise, and I didn't want to update it. Just leave it the way it was. Leave it in the 90s. I'm fine with that. I just thought, what's her face coming, Neve Campbell coming back, was just, oh, look, we got Neve Campbell. I didn't care. I was more upset because I liked the other cast that didn't want to come back. Ortega, the one that had issues with Palestine or liked Palestine, they fired her.
Melissa Barrera.
I like that cast. I was looking
Yeah.
forward to the new cast going forward. And Courtney Cox, why are we still watching her? We don't need Gail Weathers. She can just go write her book and go have a nap.
Okay.
I kind of feel that they're trying to make Scream like the Pennywise town. What's the Pennywise town
Oh,
called?
like Derry?
Yes, you know when you leave Derry, you forget all about what
Yes.
happens in Derry. So when you have the Scream Town, you forget all about what happens in the Scream Town. And I really felt they were trying to do that with Neve Campbell coming back.
Okay.
And these other two randos trying to kill people, who cared? Like, was there
Yeah.
really a point to them? Like, who are you?
Yeah.
And then they're
That
doing this terrible
is my problem with it
investigation
too.
work. Like, why are we doing this investigation? We all know it's AI. I think that was clearly stated it was AI. If you didn't know, I don't know what you've been doing for the last 5 years. Like, watching the video, that's AI. Oh, yeah, great. You brought back some people from other episodes. Fantastic. Still look like AI to me. And why, if I'm getting hunted by Ghostface, There's
Yes.
why is not everybody carrying guns?
That's a good point.
I'm not American, okay? So I understand why being a Canadian, I can't have a gun to shoot Ghostface. But if I'm Neve Campbell, I'm giving my kid a phone, a gun, a taser. Feel free to carry these, and maybe mace. Like, I'm not saying everybody in the movie needs these items, but Neve Campbell's daughter needs these items. And why would you run to a place where, don't mean to be rude, Ghostface knows the code of all the places to ride? Like, does she not have
I
Uber
mean,
on her phone?
that's a good. There was the curfew, so maybe there were literally no cars on the road at night.
Well,
So,
because they're filming, but I'm just saying this town must have an Uber or a taxi
fair.
cab or something, or and she gets stuck downtown. I'm like, you're a teenager. Don't you guys know every secret hiding place that your parents can't find you?
I mean.
I mean, maybe I'm reaching here, but I mean, if I want to avoid my parents and I didn't have a phone, they're not finding me. So, no, Scream, I did not enjoy. I don't remember what I gave it. You'll have to look it up on Letterboxd. I'll look it up for you now.
I did not like this movie at all. The Scream movies, at least previously, they used to be pretty good about giving clues as to who the killers are. This movie didn't give a single clue as to who the killers are. You just kind of had to go by Law and Order rules. Whoever the biggest name guest star is, okay, they're the killer. So Anna Camp and Ethan Embry, as soon as they show up, oh, there you go. There's the two. This was just bad. I don't know why they brought Neve Campbell back. I thought Sydney's story was over. There was really no reason to bring her back. This movie didn't go anywhere and it didn't add anything to Sydney's story. It just felt like a rehash. And the only thing positive I could say about this movie is it at least got a believable timeline that it all happened in one night as soon as two kids were killed on the high school campus, everything shut down. That at least seems reasonable and believable to me. Everything else about this movie was pretty bad. I did not like it. I gave it a 1 out of 5.
I gave it a 2.
Okay.
Okay, I
So
just
you
want to
actually
say
liked it more than me.
I love Anna Camp. Sorry. She gets
Okay.
a 1 automatically. So I'm looking at nutrition facts on this great root beer here that
Okay.
has very little taste. Fats, zero. Sugars, zero. Carbohydrates, zero. Protein, zero. Zero taste. Score is
Okay.
dropping down.
So is it just
Probably a
water?
zero. It's terrible. Who made this stuff? Really needs to contact me for a taste tester and let me help you out. Taste is something I want to drink. Taste. If I wanted water, creamy water, I'd buy it.
Okay. All right, so now we are our next movie where we're out of 2026 and now we're going a little older. We're now into 2025. The movie is Hedda, directed by Nia DaCosta, starring Tessa Thompson, Nina Hoss, and Imogene Poots. I will start this one. I thought this movie was absolutely beautifully shot, beautifully directed. I think it's so impressive that Nia DaCosta had two movies come out within 6 months of each other, this and 28 years later, The Bone Temple. I thought both were excellent. I guess I'm giving it away. I love this movie. I thought Tessa Thompson was absolutely spectacular as Hedda Gabler here. And I mean, I guess the real standout for me was kind of Nina Hoss as Eileen. I was unfamiliar with the play Hedda Gabler. I just know it's very famous. Lots of actresses want to play Hedda because she's such a meaty role that they could really sink their teeth into. I thought this movie was beautifully shot. It didn't look like a stage play. They used locations very well, even if it's all on one estate grounds. They still had the ballroom, they had the bar room, they had the little beach, they had the library, they had the hedge maze that every so it really did not feel like a play adaptation. And some of the scenes just absolutely floored me. I think when Hedda manipulates Eileen into hanging out with the boys to get a leg up in the school, and they had just come in from outside, and you could see her breasts through her wet shirt, and Hedda just let her go in there anyway, not warning her ahead of time. That was brutal and manipulative, and I kind of loved Hedda for it because in that case, she was looking out for her husband, and more importantly, she was looking out for her own financial well-being in the future if Eileen didn't get the job that her husband wanted. I just love this movie. I gave it a 4 out of 5. It wasn't perfect, but goddamn, I thought it was really good.
Back on. Me and Doug watched the same movie, obviously. Did not watch the same one. I agree
Okay.
it was beautifully shot. I agree it was well acted. I just got bored. I'm not a big fan of these kind of films, these hard dramas and people trying to get other people job. I just couldn't get into it, Doug. I tried hard. I thought it was beautiful to look at. I thought the acting was great. It just wasn't for me. I think it had a strong storyline. I did find it a little confusing at times of what was
Okay.
going on, and that was just me maybe missing a line here or there, maybe because I was distracted as usual, but that's probably more my fault than yours. I think Tessa Thompson was wonderful. Nina Haas was wonderful. And I did like the shots of all around the place. I thought it was just breathtaking cinematography all the time in this film. And I wish I could relate to it more. Maybe that was my problem. I tried hard to get into this. I really want you
Okay.
to know. I'm not faulting the movie, I'm faulting myself. It's just not
Okay.
something I find interesting. So do I think it's a good film? Yes. But it's not for me, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so I want people to know I think people should see this film just for the cinematography alone and the great acting. But I think the runtime killed me a bit because I was kind of over it by at one point. Like,
Okay.
I'm done with this. I need this to wrap up. And that was just me. Maybe 15 minutes too long for me. Maybe that's just me being fussy. I gave it a 3 out of 5, and that's my
Okay.
score. I did enjoy. I love the end scene. I thought it was beautifully again shot. So I think that was keeping me in the movie with the cinematography. I was getting a little bored, and that's just me. It's just not my
Okay.
thing. Oh, by the way, I did finish Wuthering Heights. I forgot to tell you, I did finish Wuthering Heights.
Okay.
Talk about a film that was not for me. I don't think that was made for me.
No, probably not. But will our next movie be for you? It is 1980s The Long Riders, directed by Walter Hill, starring David Carradine, Stacy Keach, and Dennis Quaid. All right, so I guess it is your turn to lead off on The Long Riders.
Oh, I thought it was about the Zevia root beer I was supposed to discuss. It's crap. 0 out of 10. I've revised my opinion. Terrible. Please don't buy it. Company, send all hate mail to DougHayner@gmail.com.
Yes.
He might answer. I don't know. I'm too busy.
Maybe.
Okay, Long Riders. I've seen the story a billion times now. There's nothing wrong with redoing it. I thought they brought it a little more down to earth than some of the other ones. I thought they made it a little more of a family affair I mean, you got to know the characters a little bit more. You got to know the cousins. I like they were all brothers in real life in the movie.
Yes.
I thought that was kind of cute. I liked how they talked to the mom in the film and asked her what she thought of things. And I saw some things, the fight on the farm, I had never seen before.
Okay.
I had
Yes.
never seen that in other things. But again, everybody has different interpretations. I think this is more the Wikipedia version, I guess, is the best answer I can give at this time. Seemed to more, really, this is what happened. My problem is, I felt it was shot like a TV show. It felt
Okay.
like movie action on a TV level, if that makes
Okay.
sense. Like, I liked it. I thought it was fine. I just didn't care.
Okay.
I'm just like, Stacy Keach is way better than his brother. Like, I
Yes.
could totally get, like, your brother is, I mean, nothing wrong with him. He's just not good. Stacy Keach is excellent. The other brothers were great. And the third set of brothers, I can't
The
remember who they are.
Quaids.
Yeah, it's Randy Quaid. It's just, okay.
Yeah. You
He's
also
Randy
had
Quaid.
the Guest brothers, Christopher Guest and his brother.
I didn't even recognize him or paid any attention to them.
Really? Okay.
So I gotta say, no effect on me
Okay.
at all. So overall, did I enjoy it? Yeah, it was okay.
Okay.
I'm just not gonna recommend it to anybody to watch. I'm gonna give it a 2.5 out of 5 because I feel it was a TV movie.
Okay, I can
And
see
that's how I felt for it. If you told me this was a TV movie, I totally would be like, yep, I can
that.
see that. I just
Okay.
wish it had pizzazz or like a really good
Okay.
action scene as opposed to, oh, that was solid, just never great.
Okay. Yeah, I picked this because I'm going through a Walter Hill's filmography.
Is that the director?
Yes. And this was one that I had wanted to see. I thought the concept was cool, real life brothers playing brothers.
I think it's a great idea.
And honestly, I like the Carradine brothers. I thought they carried this movie.
Excellent, excellent actors.
All three of them were fantastic as the younger brothers. I agree with you. I think James Keach was the least probably the weakest actor, but he was also playing the most famous person from history. Everybody knows who Jesse James is. And yeah, as a Walter Hill fan, I wasn't sure I was getting a Walter Hill movie. And then, as a friend pointed out, it doesn't feel like a Walter Hill movie until James Remar shows up in a leather vest and nothing else underneath it. So I like the little Walter Hill touches. I like that knife fight scene in the bar. I thought that was really cool. I like the bank robbery that goes wrong when everybody gets shot up and injured. But you're right. Aside from those two scenes, everything felt more subdued, more low budget, really. Even the shootout when the Pinkertons come and get them in that farm, it felt very small at that point. I did like this, I think, more than you. I'm at like a 3.5 out of 5
Yeah,
just
okay.
because I love the Carradine brothers. I thought they were great. And I love the little Walter Hill flares that pop up every so often, but it was more of a subdued movie. I will give you that.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, fair enough.
So I guess we can move on to 1990's The King of New York, directed by Abel Ferrara,
Oh,
starring Christopher Walken, David Caruso, Lawrence Fishburne, young Wesley Snipes. I think it's my turn to go first here. I thought this was a pretty fantastic late 80s, early 90s New York movie. I love seeing the city from back then, and I thought the cast was full of really great young actors who would grow up to become leading men in their own right. You had Steve Buscemi in there. You had Lawrence Fishburne. Giancarlo Esposito is in there. David Caruso went on to lead a couple TV shows.
Then killed his
I thought
career.
this movie, yes. It was a pretty simple story about a man who gets out of prison and wants to gain power. But I thought this movie moved at a really brisk pace.
It did.
Nothing is really wasted here. Every scene kind of has meaning. It all leads back to Christopher Walken's goals. And I like that all of the characters are shades of gray. There are no true heroes or villains. Yes, Frank Christopher Walken was a murderer and a drug dealer, but he uses a lot of the money he makes to build a hospital in a poor section of town. Yes, Jimmy is a killer, Lawrence Fishburne, but he also takes care of kids and their grandma in that one scene in the restaurant where he gives the kids money to go play the video games and then make sure the grandma has enough money to feed all the kids. And then on the other side, you have like Dennis and Tommy, the cops, David Caruso and Wesley Snipes. Yeah, they're cops, but their big plan in the end also leads to a lot of death, especially of other cops. And they want to go outside the law and kill extra judiciously. So everybody is shades of gray. Not the good guys aren't solidly good, the bad guys aren't solidly bad. And I just really love the look of this movie. I was really taken by this. I gave it like a 4 out of 5. I really enjoyed my time with King of New York.
Okay, well, I'm glad one of us liked it a lot more than the other.
Okay.
I need more of a storyline. I thought this was very, very basic. I
Okay.
just thought, okay, come on, do something. I understand what's going on. No problems with the base premise. I needed more. I kind of feel it was wrapped up very quickly at the end. I kind of just see we just does this rise to the King of New York, and then it's over. I'm like, I don't care. Thought the acting was solid. I thought I like the scenes. I like that gritty 90s they had. And I guess I'll state this is the New York I first visited. It
Okay.
was exactly I went like 90. So Giuliani had started cleaning up things, but I still remember gambling on the street. I can't say I saw hookers, but I do remember 42nd Street, I think Story Street, covered in pornography.
Okay.
So that was still there, but it was starting to be cleaned up. Oh, wait, should I tell you guys a fun story before I continue off of this movie because you got New York?
Go
So
for it.
I'm standing waiting to meet something Boyd. He's one of the Hardy Boys, not Parker Stevens, the other guy.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. So I'm on the street corner waiting for this guy to come down. He's upstairs in some crappy theater, but it's on Broadway. Broadway, maybe 42nd, 40th, somewhere over there. It doesn't matter. So my buddy is on the street. So he's facing me. I'm beside the stage door, but we're talking, and he's facing the street. The play isn't out yet, so we're waiting. And there's this guy selling fake bags or something. I can't remember. So, and we're right in the corner of the street. So this van pulls up out of nowhere, stands there. My buddy is still talking. My jaw drops. They pick the guy up, throw him in the van, take his stuff, and gone. I'm talking in under a minute. The cops came. My buddy did not stop talking. He never noticed. He goes, "What? What?" I'm just like, I never seen anything like it. So that movie brought me back to that stage, that story.
Okay.
Literally, think about you're selling counterfeit bags on the side of the street at night, waiting for the play to come out, because that's probably what the guy was doing.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting there too, and a van comes up, cleans up your stuff, picks you up in under a minute, and you're gone. I've never seen anything like it. So I'm giving credit to your cops. That was impressive. It was like 1991, 92. Those are trying to think. I mean, 91 or 92, 93, somewhere in that range. So yeah, I get this movie. I just wanted more storyline, maybe more of a problem. He didn't seem to have much resistance.
Not written until he gets killed at the end.
Yeah, but that was it.
But
I'm kind of like, eh, okay, sure. Don't care.
okay.
2.5.
Fair.
Is that
All
it,
right.
Doug? Do
No,
you
we
have
have
more?
two more. Two
I don't
more to
even
go.
know. I don't have a list. People
Okay.
can understand. I do not have a list in front of me. Can I ask Doug? I have no idea.
I have my list in my notes.
I have my
Two.
notes.
Okay. Two more to go. Our next one, another movie with a New York connection, but this is Mississippi Masala,
Oh yeah, I
again
remember
from
this one now.
1990, directed by Mira Nair,
Denzel.
starring Denzel Washington and Sarita Chowdhury. So I think it's your turn to go first here.
I was excited. I didn't know there was Denzel films I hadn't seen yet. I
Okay.
thought I'm pretty close. I really got to check. I thought I'd seen every Denzel film, to be
Okay.
honest with you. And I mean, I got to be close. And I'm like, Denzel, I have not seen this, never heard of this. How did I miss this film? But I will say I'm not a Denzel completist. I know there's probably a few out there I haven't seen. So I had so many problems finding this film. It
Real
drove me
okay.
nuts, but I did find it. Don't worry, of course I did. So I watched it. I love Denzel. I even like the woman in it. I can't remember her name. I thought she was decent, but I just felt the story I'd heard too many times. I just wish it had more going on. I'm kind of like, this is a little basic for me. I love the shooting style. I like how it was very suburban, I guess I could say, or urban. Like, I don't think they tried to do too much with it. I got pissed off at the guys trying to screw Denzel over on his cleaning business, even though he did a good job. I'm like, really, guys? You guys are complaining about how you're treated, but you're treating him like that. So I get that. It's a
Yes.
film. We got to have conflict. I'm kind of like, okay. I kind of agreed with the end. It made sense to me.
Okay.
The end, I'm like, okay, kind of like that. But I mean, I didn't think there was much to this film. Like,
Okay.
I just thought, okay, I get it. It's just a little slow for me at times. I liked it, but I just don't think it was good.
Fair. I think that's a fair assessment.
Like, I wanted more from this, but I don't know what I was missing because it gave me everything it needed to give me,
Okay.
but it didn't give me enough. If that makes any sense to anybody, I think if you see it, you're like, okay, I saw it, and you put it back on your shelf and never watch it again.
See, I had the opposite problem. I know exactly what I wanted from the movie that it didn't give
Okay,
me.
what did you want?
For me, the biggest sin of this movie was I was so much more interested in Mina's father's story
Yes, that
about
was.
him getting kicked out of Uganda, forcibly kicked out from the only country he's ever lived in. And then having to move to America, and then him trying to sue the government to get his land back. I was so much more interested in that story than, like you said, a love story we've seen hundreds of times before.
But
However,
I
the love
don't think
story.
they had any story for that. They kind of gave us the highlights of that and kind of went back to it a few times and just never went anywhere with it.
I
So I
think
think it's like a Hotel Rwanda kind of thing. I felt like that was about.
maybe you're right, but I think they could have. I mean, this is a 30-year-old movie. I'm second guessing, but I would have maybe shown the tension between the husband and wife, how the wife has to run the liquor store on her own because the husband is spending all of his time writing letters to the governments of Uganda. Every time there's a new regime change, he has to send more let. I would have loved to have seen that and the tension that rose between the husband and wife. I the ending, I was kind of floored by his acting when he realizes that he spent all those years neglecting his friend who helped him move, but he was resentful against him, and then finding out that his friend is dead and has been dead for a while. Again, I just wanted more of that story than the love story. The good thing was the love story did have Denzel, who is one of the greatest actors working. So his scenes were fantastic. I love the scene where Denzel confronts the father and tells him, yeah, you might have had racial issues where you come from, but as soon as you get here and you see that you can step on people lower than you, you start acting like the white people. And that was a pretty powerful scene. I just didn't really care about the love story that much. But yeah, the reason I chose this movie is Mira Nair. She is the mother of New York Mayor Zora Mamdani.
Really?
And yes,
I have
she
no idea.
met her husband and father of Zohan making this movie. A lot of this movie, the father story of this is kind of based on Mamdani's father and his experiences in Uganda. So,
Hold on. Mandami is Ugandan?
yes.
I thought he was Indian, but this is me just looking at him. I'm being very honest with people. I wasn't trying to racially profile him. He could have been West Indian for a while. I don't know. I haven't done any research or anything. I had no idea he was Ugandan.
Yeah, I think it's pretty much his father has the same story as the father in this. He was
Oh.
born and raised in Uganda of Indian descent, but was forced to leave when Idi Amin made the decree. So I think I was just very curious about this movie because of that. And also because on this podcast, we watched one of Mira Nair's other films, Monsoon Wedding, which I thought that movie was very good. I loved the visuals. I thought it
My
was very
choice, sorry
colorful.
people. That was my
Yes.
choice. So it was on my list for a long time.
So yeah, I wanted to see another film by her, and this one has Denzel in it. So why not go for a Denzel movie when you can?
I just want to get this off my chest for our last film. Doug, do you feel sometimes this podcast is the way to watch films you should have watched and you just never got to?
Sometimes, yes. Yeah,
I mean,
like
I've been here for over, say, 5,000 movies,
I...
and I've watched that. And there's still movies that I have not seen that I put on my list. Now, am I running out of them? Yes, I'm getting very close to my running out of things, and I have to find things for us to talk about. I will say that.
I will say King of New York from this episode was one of those movies for me. It's one that I had wanted to see for a while, and just I was like, fine, I'm putting it on a list, so I'm forced to watch it.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, a lot of my stuff I read about, I'm like, Doug's watching this. I don't care. This is what I need to watch. Because I'll
Fair.
watch most of the stuff on our list I would have watched anyway. Not Masala, but a lot of my own list. But most,
Okay.
Doug, people gotta know, Doug gets to choose most of his list on my show.
Yes.
I do give him a lot of options to choose from. Like, he can pick whatever he wants. I'm ready to watch any of them, so. Except for fun, I kind of made Doug watch fun because I wanted to
Yeah,
watch
that
Fetlife,
one I did not care for,
which I
but that
loved. I
was okay.
love fun.
All right, so we're at our last movie of the
Oh,
episode.
sorry, I'm gonna miss you, Doug.
That's okay. We'll talk again soon.
Maybe.
And this is the 1977 film Julia. Directed by Fred Zinnemann, starring Jane Fonda, Vanessa Redgraves, and Jason Robards.
Oh, I remember this now.
I'll go first here. This is one that's been on my list for a little while. I was on a real Jason Robards kick for a little
Okay,
while.
good. I say no, we're talking why you want to watch this.
I'm not sure why, but I was on a Robards kick. And this is one of the two movies he's won a supporting actor Oscar for. So I'm like, I'm gonna watch this eventually. Vanessa Redgrave also won a supporting actress Oscar for this movie. I will be 100% honest, I didn't think either of them gave a performance that was that special. However, I think Jane Fonda gave a tour de force performance. She was amazing in this. She got nominated for lead actress, but she lost. So I had to look it up to see who won this year. She was up against Diane Keaton for Annie Hall. So I can't really take away the Diane Keaton Oscar win, but I thought Jane Fonda was excellent in this movie. This was a story I really didn't know anything about. I have heard of Lillian Hellman as a playwright. I wasn't familiar with her story at all. So I thought this was a pretty interesting movie with a very interesting story about Lillian Hellman and her friend growing up and them being separated and then the Nazis take over. I thought the intrigue, especially when Lillian is going to Berlin to drop off the money in the candy box. That scene was very tense, very well shot. But the one scene that really sticks out to me is the scene where the Nazis are taking over the school in Vienna and they're rushing in. And then they pick up a person and gleefully just toss him over a balcony onto the stone floor. That scene was brutal and frightening in the glee that this group of young men were taking in causing this violence. I was really surprised by this movie. I hadn't even really heard of it before if I hadn't been doing research on Jason Robards and what he had won his Oscars for. I probably never would have heard of this movie, but I came away from it. I really enjoyed this. I actually gave this a 5 out of 5. I thought Jane Fonda's performance just really carried this movie. I thought she was excellent, and yeah, I really enjoyed this film.
Wow, we're watching the same films.
Maybe, maybe not.
I think this was very well put together. I enjoyed a lot of this film. Again, I find this too long at times. I'm just like, okay, I
Okay.
got it. I got it. Can we stop smashing me in the face, Jane Fonda? Smash, smash. Oh, Jane Fonda's got a problem. Smash you in the face with it. Oh, Jane problems figured out her problem. She's got another one. Smash me in the face again. Jane, I didn't do anything to you. I'm just watching the film. I really felt Jane Fonda was being the real Jane Fonda in this film. It's exactly how I feel Jane Fonda is in real life is in this film. She does a great job. There's nothing wrong. I just find we finally meet Lynn Robart, Lynn Redgrave, is it?
Vanessa Redgrave.
And she's just like, what? Okay, here's my kid. You gotta say blah 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 blah. Oh, okay. Oh, we gotta do this. Gotta go help my friend. Oh my God, get over it. Jason Robards puts up with this shit. Who? Why bother? Why bother putting up with her? She should have been cut ages ago. I just was pissed off. I love Jason Robards, by the way. This he was one. I just felt. I don't know what I felt. I was just bored at times. I hated. Know who I really did not like? It's their friend. You know, she goes to Paris and hangs out with those Americans. I want to punch him in the face. That one guy, he is so annoying.
Hal
Every time.
Holbrook. That was a young Hal Holbrook
Oh, God, he was
in
annoying in
that
this
movie.
film. If he's supposed to play an annoying American, perfect job of how I feel what an annoying American is. Yeah, Hal Holbrook, okay. I can't take it. I love Hal Holbrook, but I was just, that guy annoyed the crap out of me enough. But I think that was his part in the movie was to annoy me. And he was supposed to be that obnoxious American and perfect job. Really pissed me off. I feel the Jane Fonda scenes are excellent, the Jason Robards scenes are excellent. The Redgrave and Fonda, I didn't buy the connection. And that was my problem. I didn't buy that connection. I love the scene when she's getting the money from the guy and he's gonna meet her on the train and do all that. That was wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Again, I think this film's just a little bit too long for me.
I can see
Nothing
that.
wrong with the film, it's just a little bit too long. Yes, people, I get fussy. If the film's too long and I'm bored, I'm like, getting bored here. Let's move. I got the point. So that's it. Doug, are we
Okay.
almost done?
Yeah, we're done now. That
No, we're
is.
not done. We got things to go over today, buddy.
Oh yeah, well, I didn't buy anything,
Oh,
Simon, but
I
did
did.
you?
Oh, I
Oh,
did.
okay.
So, I was at my cottage for the weekend, and I was with a buddy who'd never been there, and he's getting a little, I think, bored maybe, or just wanting to, let's go do something. Because I'm watching a movie. I bring my DVD player wherever I go, people. I do, just so I have something to watch. And he's like, I didn't bring a DVD player. I said, I told you to. I brought one for you. I have all these movies. He's like, I don't want to watch any of those. I'm like, don't you have any good movies? And well, these are all the films I haven't seen. I don't bring movies I haven't seen. So he goes, we got to go shopping. I need something to watch. So we go into town to the thrift store. And I said, well, I just want you to know they don't have a big selection of movies. He's like, okay, we walk in and they have a little bit. And I go, the lady, my friend goes, you know what? I want a DVD player for home now. I'm kind of like watching movies now. I'm like, okay. So the woman go, I go, well, where would they? She go upstairs, right? She go upstairs. They have another 200 movies upstairs.
Wow.
And they've never
Okay.
had this. So I get upstairs. They're usually $2 are on sale for a dollar. So this is only
Okay.
half of the stuff I bought. So I only bought half. So I'm going to go through them and tell you why. So I
Okay.
got Three Needles. Because I had Sean Ashmore, Stalker Channing, Olympia Dukakis, Lucy Liu, Sandra Oh, and Chloe Savini. So I love
Okay.
Chloe. So there you
Never heard of
go.
this movie.
I don't know. I might be subject, Doug, to the Kung Fu Yoga with Jackie Chan.
Okay, I've seen
One
that.
Canadian dollar, Doug. One Canadian dollar.
I have seen that one, so.
And this is for next year when Doug loses the Oscar pool. Great martial art movies. We got three to choose from next year, Doug.
Okay.
Don't worry, you might get those throughout the year. Heart of Dixie with my ultimate favorite, Virginia Madsen, who could do me no wrong.
Okay.
Treat Williams, who I love, and Phoebe Cates. And Ally Sheedy's in it, so. Oh, we're almost out of time. I better hurry up, but I'll get this done. Linda Hamilton and who else? Jocko Musette in Sex and Mrs. X.
Okay.
I've never heard of this movie. Ever. Running with the White Man. Judd Hirsch, Gil Bellows, Danny Aiello, and Mercedes Rule. So good cast.
Okay.
Halle Berry. I didn't know there were films. Things I Lost in the Fire with Benicio del Toro. I've
Oh,
not seen this.
is that directed by David Duchovny?
I don't
I think.
know. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I lie. I got a mix here. Okay. I went to Belleville next, and they had a sale. This place called Chumleys. I think it's based off the guy from whatever. And they had a deal too, 3 for $5. So I got
Okay.
Trigger Effect with Kyle MacLachlan, Elizabeth Shue, and Dermot Mulroney. I picked up, I love Sam Neill and
Okay.
Meryl Streep and Cry in the Dark. I picked this. This is the third one I picked up, 3 for $5. Elizabeth Hurley. That's all I gotta say.
Okay.
I don't care. I haven't seen it.
Okay.
And this one I picked up for a dollar. Peter Coyote, who I love, and Karen Allen's Hit and Miss. That's the
Fair.
first stack. There is a second stack for next show.
Okay.
That's all you're getting, Doug. I know you want more people, but not yet.
Not yet. You have to wait.
You gotta wait. Because I do have the next pile's a good one for Doug. I think he wants. But he
Okay.
might get it on the list because I really want to watch one of them. So,
Okay.
okay. So, Doug, I only have one final thing to say.
Yes.
If they make it,
We will watch it, but first we'll have to put it on a list so we're forced to watch
I just say Simon would buy it. That's what I was
it.
going with. Goodbye, all.
Good night.